Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Master, for this wonderful time, Lord, to learn lessons from you, Lord, and to grow in you, Master. And Father, the keys, these crucial lessons are so necessary for us, Lord. If we need to live a life here on earth which is pleasing you, and living a life here on earth that is kingdom focused, Lord, a life that is really a blessing to others, Master. Father, we praise you, Lord, we worship you, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Master, for all the lessons that you're teaching us, and we submit ourselves into your hand. We pray, Lord, that Father, we will be eager, Lord, each of us, we will be eager to grab those lessons, to internalize those lessons, not to miss any of those lessons, Lord, but to take them to heart and take them sincerely and seriously and see, Lord, by your strength, how we can put them to application, how we can live by the word, Lord, live by the application of your word into our lives, Master. Lord, we pray that, Father, that will be the kind of desire. We pray that we will, each of us, have the passion for your word, Lord. Father, give us the passion for your word, that each of us will be so desirous that we will not want anything else but your word to be applied into our lives, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this is what we desire. We come to you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Friends, we continue with our study of Friend of God, and we have completed this portion from Luke 12, 13 to 21. And now we move to another portion, the next passage or next paragraph in this chapter of the chapter 12 of Luke's Gospel. And we are going to read from verses 22 to 34. Luke 12 and verse 22 onwards. Then he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouses nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So these are some of the, this is the passage that we are going to be looking at. And in a sense, we have already understood quite a bit of this when we looked at the matter of covetousness. So what is it that God is wanting us to learn from this passage? Though there is, this passage is such a powerful passage, and it is also given in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6 from verses 25 to 34. Yet here again we are seeing this here, and we want to see what is it that the Lord wants us to learn from this passage. There are a few lessons that God wants us to learn from this passage. The first one that we must learn, that God wants us to learn, I believe, is that God wants us to keep Him in the center of our life and not ourselves. This is the first big lesson that I believe God wants us to learn. God has to be the center of our life and not ourselves. Today what has happened is we are the self, each of us, our life, our future, our children's future, our career, all that is the center of our life. That is what is driving us. That is what is important for us. Everything comes out of that center. And we look at God also as a means to satisfy the center. The center is ourselves. I am the center of my life, my career, my future, my family, my matters regarding myself, whatever it may be, material or otherwise, for my name, position, everything revolves around the self. And friends, as long as we live for the self, our life is really going to be full of anxiety, full of tension and all kinds of worries. The self has to be dealt with, and that's the crucial difference that must happen in our lives. We've got to deal with the self, and that is why Jesus came for us and He went to the cross for us, so that we no longer live for ourselves. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So the self has to go to the cross, and that is why Jesus came. He came in order that not only for our sins to be forgiven, to pay the price, to give the ransom for our sins. Not only did He do that, but He has died for us so that we too will die with Him on the cross. The self has to be taken to the cross, and that is the safest place for us. That is the most necessary place for us. It's a self, because if we don't deal with the self and we allow the self to reign and have control over us, it will lead us to anxiety. Anxiety will be the immediate outcome of a life which is driven by the self. And friends, if you are living an anxious life, if there is anxiety in your life, be very clear, the problem is the self. The self is at the center. And as long as the self is at the center, we have not understood the cross at all. We have not understood Christ at all, because Christ came in order that we should no longer live for ourselves. So let's read this passage in verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15. And He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. So He came, let's read that again, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. So He died and rose again so that we should no longer live for ourselves, but He begins to live from within us. That experience, that self being dealt with, and that has to happen. And so this morning, if God is showing any of us the problem of ourself, I pray that we will rectify that, we will deal with that. We have to be very serious with it. We have to be ruthless. We cannot let the self continue to dictate our lives and be the center of our lives. And our life must be totally in terms of the confidence of God. He is the one who is looking after me. He is my center. So we read this in Psalm 127 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 127, 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He gives His beloved sleep. So it is God who has to be the center and not ourselves. As long as we are the center, it will only drive us to anxiety. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 25 and 26. Proverbs 3, 25, 26. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Instead of the center, the Lord has to be the center. He is my confidence. He is my center. He is the one who is building my life. That change, that shift completely has to happen. Lord, You are the center. When we are rested in Him, then we will not be afraid. We will not be anxious. We will not be troubled about whatever happens around us. Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord. So let not anyone glory in themselves, but give the center of their life to Christ. Friends, unless that happens, our life will be full of anxiety. And if God is in the center, everything else begins to fall into place in our lives so wonderfully and beautifully. May the Lord bless us.